Ya Shahid, O you who are the witness over everything, the one who knows the seen and the unseen, Ya Shahid. Awakening in us breath by breath. The Shahid is in you, the Shahid is in me. And Allah is seeking an honest witness in this world. And in Ramadan, we learn how to be witnesses over our own inner life, our own thoughts, emotions, judgments, actions, And as the witness awakens, we know that we are not our thoughts, we are not our emotions, we are not the contents of our psyche. We are the witness, a shaheed. We are the one who can choose. Who can activate will, who can worship, who can serve consciously. Ya Shaheed. And may you find the true witness within you and call to mind this name throughout the rest of Ramadan. Amin, Amin, Amin. So, welcome. Mm-hmm. Beautiful evening. Yesterday began the last 10 days of Ramadan. And Ramadan is divided into thirds. In the first 10 days are the days of mercy, a time when we call to mind those who are in need, we try to give help and answer that need, we try to bring mercy into the world. And the second 10 days are the days of forgiveness, when we ask for forgiveness for all of our faults and mistakes and sins, especially of the previous year. And the last 10 days, which began, I think, yesterday, are the days of refuge, when we take refuge in the presence of God, a time when hopefully the process of refinement through sacrifice has had its effect on us, a subtle alchemy has taken place, and we're able to draw near to God. So it's also the time, well, especially a time when people engage in what's called itikaf, which means, it can mean going and living in the mosque for the last 10 days or a portion of those 10 days. And itikaf means staying in place. And many of us have been staying in place for some time now. We've had a long itikaf of sorts. But it's not truly an itikaf if it isn't intentional. And it's not an itikaf if we allow ourselves to be distracted. The whole point of this time, especially these 10 days, and those who intentionally choose this practice of itikaf, is to put aside worldly concerns as much as possible. And I know it's not possible for everyone, for good reasons. But as much as it's possible, this is especially as a time to disengage and to use these last days as a time to experience closeness with the divine. So may we be successful in that. So does anybody have something to share about Ramadan or about the chapter that we shared on the subject of Ramadan? Yes, Rauf.
I thought that the story about, she said, Mansoor, I presume she was speaking of Halaj at the end of the chapter. It was very beautiful. I'd never heard that story about Halaj before, but I thought it was very beautiful in that how it just showed that even when he outwardly seemed to have broken the fast, yet in his prayer in the masjid, he still asked for his fast to be accepted because it was of a higher thing to make glad the heart of the people, of the leper that invited him to come eat, and just showed how the love supersedes everything with this theme and with the fast and with everything, with every aspect of the theme, including this.
Yes. Do you want to tell the story for us in your own words?
Yes, best I can remember it. It was Mansoor Halaj was fasting was in the month of Shaban before Ramadan, when it's the hadith said that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would fast more of that month than any other besides Ramadan. So it was, it's often a time for a lot of fasting. And he was fasting during Shaban, and as he was walking, he saw there were some lepers gathering some trash, some garbage to find some food to make a meal out of, and they invited him to come eat. And he did, and he accepted their invitation, and one was surprised and said, most people are afraid to be around us, and talked about the imams that they would invite to come, and that they would never accept his invitation. And Mansur Halaj, being gracious as he was, made an excuse for them, say, well, they were probably fasting, that's why they didn't accept your invitation. And as usual, there's so many dimensions to the story. But and they said, well, you're a very righteous person, why aren't you fasting? And he said, well, today I'm happy to eat with you. And so he did. And then later on, after they shared the meal, the adhan came. So he went on to the masjid and made his salat. And then that evening for Maghrib, he was made a prayer that his fast be accepted. And some of the scholars and others who were around accused him of being hypocritical, saying that we saw you eating with these people, and yet you're pretending like you fasted today, like as though you're, you know, trying to make a show of it that you were fasting when we know you weren't. And his answer to them was something to the effect of, well, which would have concerned a lot more, if I was to break this fast or if I was to break a heart. Mm-hmm. And so therefore, I thought it was beautiful that in his asking Allah to accept his fast, he didn't consider his fast broken that day. So it was a very beautiful story with so many inner dimensions to it and different levels to it. Mm-hmm. And it was, and again, it was new to me, so I really enjoyed that part of it. But the whole chapter is very beautiful. She does a very good job of covering many of the different aspects of Ramadan. So yes, it was very nice.
Yeah, thank you for recounting the story. It carries a lot of messages. It's all at once. Becomes a gem with many facets, each reflecting the quality of the true lover of God. So, anybody else? Or silent meditation. You've achieved absolute silence. I'm not embarrassed by silence. I can wait forever.
can just share a thought?
Yes.
Really focusing on gratitude for what I do have.
Mm-hmm.
And the quality of yakafi, enoughness. While we do have some restrictions, there is enough. There's mm-hmm. enough, and there's so much gratitude amidst all that's going on.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Thank you.
And if anyone would like to comment on Martha's words, feel free. Don't worry about appearing egotistical for speaking up. For sharing your knowledge, your experience.
I can share something else.
Okay.
I've noticed how with everything different this Ramadan, there's been a real beauty to it in that oftentimes much of what we love about Ramadan can be like getting together for the Taraweeh prayers and for the having our iftar meals together, and it's such a beautiful time of unity. But it also makes Ramadan kind of busy.
Mm-hmm.
This year, it's not been busy, mm-hmm. and that's freed things up in a different way. That's been very beautiful. And so, as much as I miss those other dimensions that I usually look so forward to every year, it's been nice to not be busy during Ramadan. So humbly, though, I've been appreciating that aspect of it very much.
The skies are clearing. They're bluer. The air is a little bit cleaner. The sky of our own being is clear, God willing.
I'll share if it's okay.
Okay.
I met a man in Oman when I was there in February. His name is Sarfraz. He's from Pakistan, but he lives in Oman. His family is in Pakistan, a small village, actually in Kashmir. And so we've kept in touch since then. And he sent me, I sent him a note the other day, and I asked him what he's doing because everything was so shut down in the Gulf, and he said, "Oh, there's no work at all." And so, and this was at the very beginning of Ramadan. And so I asked if, you know, what he would need or anything, and he said, "Oh, what I would need is I'm trying to collect money to send to my village back home." So he has no income coming in at all, and he and some friends in Oman were collecting what they had left. And that's all they were using for iftar and suhoor, the minuscule resources that they had left. But then they were going out and collecting money to send back to Kashmir to the village because they had even less.
Yes, yes. Ameen. Yeah. That's mercy. That quality of the first 10 days and all days. It reminds me of a story. I was hoping somebody else would remember this story. Does anybody have a story that somehow reflects what Joseph just told us? Then I must tell it. So it was during the time of the prophet, and the community was really suffering under a boycott in Mecca. And they really, again, they had no food. They had, their jobs were boycotted. They had very, very little. And somebody found a small piece of maybe lamb. Let's say it was lamb. I think that's as I recall. Mm-hmm. And they brought it. They thought, well, shall I give it to? And they decided to give it to Ali and Fatima. And Hazrat Ali accepted it very graciously. But then he thought, but you know, really, we're not the people most in need here. So Ali gave it to another family. And that family took it quietly and graciously. And they passed it to yet another family who they thought was more in need than they were. And so on and so forth. And that small piece of lamb was passed around the whole community until finally it came back to Ali and Fatima. I don't know if they kept it or not. They probably didn't. Anyway, these are the stories that are told. Wow. Sometimes if our inner state changes, our outer circumstances can change too. And today was an interesting day here. I woke up with a very clear idea that, you know, some of you know my study here. There's an L-shaped sectional sofa that we got when we first moved here, and it's leatherette. It's not real leather, and it had been wearing down, wearing out. It was starting to shred, and little black pieces were scattering all over the carpet. And this morning, I just thought, this can't go on. I even began to feel that I almost was getting an allergic reaction from it. So it was just really clear that something needed to be done, and there was no time or way to get another couch or anything. And I wasn't worried about that, but I called up some movers, and alhamdulillah, they came right after lunchtime, their lunchtime, and I got them to take it all away and just take it to the dump, and bring up a blue love seat from the front room downstairs and put it in my study. And now suddenly there's this spaciousness and there's this kind of harmony and coherence in the room that wasn't there before. And it feels just completely different. Camille was very happy because she never liked that sectional. And I don't blame her, but.
Well, it's more because you were having issues.
Oh yeah, well, as I said, I was feeling that maybe I'm slightly allergic to this thing. So anyway, outwardly it was one thing. Inwardly it was something else. And the whole state of the house feels different. My study feels different. And it seems like things like this happen more often in Ramadan than at other times. Last Ramadan, we had an extraordinary thing that Camille reminded me of, which was I felt that we had this linoleum in the upstairs back bathroom. So forgive these stories, bathroom stories, whatever, et cetera. And this guy, Jimmy, that sometimes works with us, I got Jimmy to take up the linoleum, which had always kind of, you know, was not happy with that linoleum. And he started to pull it up, and underneath it was some more like squares, asphalt type squares. And at one point he was trying to put a nail in for some reason, I don't remember why, and he couldn't get a nail in. And I said, well, tear it up more, let's see what's underneath it. And he started to tear it up. And underneath those layers that had been put on it over 100 years, it's started to reveal this beautiful tile mosaic in the most beautiful white and blue tiles, like something from Morocco. It looked like Morocco. And I couldn't believe it. I thought somewhere we're going to, as we tear up the floor, we're going to find that something's wrong. It's not complete, or it's been destroyed, or something. But nope, we kept taking up the flooring until finally it revealed a beautiful tile floor, which somebody was foolish enough to cover up a half century ago or more, or probably more than that. Again, that was a Ramadan surprise last year. So maybe just coincidences, I don't know. The gifts of Ramadan.
Lightening of layers.
Yes, the lightening of layers. Removing the layers. Yeah. You may remember, as I did mention at the very beginning of Ramadan, how important it is that this is a time when we can begin to bring some order and coherence even into our outer world, our outer lives, and just the space that we inhabit, the abode we live in. Amen. Time for zikr. Al-Fatiha. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Amin. As long as we're in this world, none of us is free of faults, mistakes, and sins. May we be forgiven and may we be forgiving. Bismillah, astaghfirullah. 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 Astaghfirullah, 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 everything in existence is the manifestation of a single source of life and being. And we say these words, La ilaha illallah, to remind us of the oneness of being and to remind us not to make idols of our ego's whims and desires. Bismillah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La God answers all calls made in sincerity and truth. Bismillah, Ya Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. Thank you. We give thanks for the light under which we gather, for our peer Hazrati Mevlana Jalaluddin Rumi, for the generations of seekers and guides that have come before us, and for all those who have been our teachers.
Amen.
And we pray for the health and well-being of everyone in this circle, our families, our children, our children's children, future generations, our communities, and our world.
Amen.
And we mention at this time anyone in need of prayer or healing. And may Almighty God make our intention and our awareness sound and bring us in readiness to the center of true beginning. And may the light of this circle be received wherever it's needed, by the breath of Mevlana, of the secret of Shamsi Tabriz, by the nobility of Imam Ali, with the blessings of Muhammad Mustafa and all the prophets. Let us say who. Ramadan Kareem, and Zakia and Ralph, Salam, Lizzie and Jonathan, Salam, Merle, Salam, Joseph, Salam, Martha, Salam, Umid, Salam. Till we see you again.
Mm-hmm.
Peace.